Welcome to the Food Freedom Habit Podcast, where you can find freedom from food crazies using nothing but your own brain. With me, Lydia, the lifestyle coach. Would you like permanent food and body peace without tracking one trigger or calorie? Whether you're dealing with overeating, binge eating, bulimia, food obsession, body hate, or the endless diet cycle? We do all this without delving into past trauma, starting yet another food plan, or monitoring every meal. Live a free life aligned with your health and values. If you're ready for something real, you're in the right place. All episodes are 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. This is Lydia, the lifestyle coach. We're going to talk about something today that, is close to my heart, I know, because I, lived through this for years and years when I had an eating disorder with, binge eating and bulimia. And, this is a common theme that comes up, and it's really a two-edged sword, because the very things that make us super successful in life are the very things that actually make us very prone to develop these eating disorders. And by disordered eating, what we mean is binge eating, bulimia. This could be overeating. This could be food obsession. This could be body hate. It's when you have a relationship with food that if you asked yourself, if I kept going like this for the rest of my life and it never changed, would that affect the way that I want to show up in the world? Would it affect my health? Would it affect, my mental happiness? All of those things. If the answer is yeah, I can't keep going like this, then that's what we mean by disordered eating and really being able to break that habit. So we're going to talk today, you guys, about something really important, which is this pride. A lot of times there's shame in this pride, but that you're good at having an eating disorder. You've gotten great at it. And what it does is it creates this illusion of that we have it under control when it's actually getting worse. So let's dive into it. Okay. So you're a high achiever. You do the work and you get all of the points and you get the A and you get the promotion and you are that person. That's just who you are. It's your identity. You can do it all. You can have it all and it's going to be perfect. And you are committed to continue to keep working until you have what you want. And that goes for your body too. If anyone is going to have the body that they want, it's going to be you. So you take your measurements, you weigh your food, you count your calories, you track your steps, you're calculating your macros, you weigh yourself every single morning, right after you get up, you pee and then you weigh and then it's just like you got to get your perfect numbers every single day and you're tracking it all on a spreadsheet or you've got it all on an app and you plan all of your workouts and you've scheduled it out on the calendar for months at a time. But this weird thing keeps happening. And when you start eating, sometimes you can't stop and you feel really weirdly out of control. But then you go to a place of course I can stop. That's silly. I'm always able to stop. I have control over it all. And so you just say, okay, well, there's something weird going on. So I'm going to do what I've always done. I am going to do my research and I'm going to study and I'm going to track and I'm going to, do all of the reading I need and all of the research and all of the books that I need and watch all the videos that I need to, because you're going to get it under control. Because, oh, there's just this weird little blip where I felt out of control and I started eating and I couldn't stop, but I'm going to get it in check. And then it happens again. And it's worse this time. And you thought that it was getting better because you went for longer between episodes. You went for longer between that weird feeling of feeling out of control when you ate. You went longer between, maybe you're calling it binging now. And then you're asking yourself, well, did I binge? Is that what a binge is, to eat out of control? Oh, no, that's not me. Oh, well, I don't have an eating disorder. Oh, well, I'm not a binger. That's just a weird thing that happened that one time and it's never gonna happen again. I'm just gonna do even more research and it's gonna get even better, because of anyone in the world, you're going to have it under control, right? You've done it with everything else in your life. You work a full-time job. You're raising kids. You've always gotten the promotions. You've always gotten, you're at the top of the class. You're a person of excellence. There's no way that something as simple as food is going to be different. You're just going to do the same thing that you've done with everything else. Work hard, do the work, and you're going to get it taken care of. And you are so educated in this that you know what the food is doing to your body. You know the poison of the sugar, and you know what carbs are and exactly what happens chemically when they get into your body, and you're such an incredibly healthy person that one time when you eat out of control, because you're so educated, because you're so healthy, you realize, well, I would never let that stay in my body. I would never let myself be poisoned by sugar. So you do the disciplined thing. You do the thing that you've always done. You've done what it takes. And because you had that weird instance and you ate all of that sugar, you're not going to let it stay in you. And you undo your mistake and you throw up your food. Just this once. Or you undo your mistake and you double your workout. Just this once. And you undo your mistake. And just this once. Tomorrow, you eat half as many calories. Because you're going to fix it. That's what you do. It's a clean start. And in fact, you like that empty feeling. In fact, when you purge and you realize you can also take laxatives, you find it's a great feeling. You love it. You've never felt so slim. People are giving you compliments. Wow, how do you do it? You're such a healthy person. Wow, you have such an amazing body. Wow, you're so healthy. Wow, can you give me some tips? And everyone's giving you compliments. And it's like your little secret. It's like your little hack. It's your secret way to have pizza with the boys and still be the envy of all the girls. And no one needs to know. And you only are going to do it when you need to. But then after a while, you realize that you're doing it more now. And you realize that it's easy for you because you're talented at everything, even your eating disorder. And, oh, it's an eating disorder for other people. But honestly, for you, this is just about having control. This is just about fixing your mistakes. This is just about being healthy. And then you realize that you're feeling really tired and you feel kind of dizzy after you're binging or after you're purging, but you're so healthy. Oh my gosh, you know everything. You know about nutrition, you know about supplements. And so you're gonna take these supplements and you're such a health nut that you know just what supplements you need, so you're gonna be fine. And then without changing much at all and still undoing your mistakes, I'll put that in quotes, then you start gaining weight. And you start wondering, like, how can that be? You're not keeping anything down. You're exercising out more calories than you're binging on. This is a full-time job for you now. How on earth are you gaining weight? And your clothes are getting tight and your pants are cutting into you and you can't eat anything without getting bloated. In fact, this has been going on for so long that anytime you eat anything, you feel bloated. And then you start purging just to get rid of the bloating now. It's not even to undo your mistake. It's just because your body can't handle food anymore. The sad thing is that people come to us because we end eating disorders, and they do it, sadly, when things feel out of control. And they wait until it feels out of control. But a lot of times we're tricking ourselves for so long that we're fine and that we have it under control and that it's going to be the last time. We do it for decades. Just in the past week, talk to a woman who has been doing this for 50 years. Talk to a woman who's been doing this for 14 years. The last couple clients who graduated absolutely free of their eating disorders from our program and are able to just be normal eaters and feel in control of food and their metabolisms are coming back and they're finally done with this. They were doing this for 45 years and 25 years. We had a woman come into our program who came to us for help that after 29 years, she said, I'm either going to get help to end this or I'm going to die a binge eater. But this is the pattern. This is the thing. When we're proud at how good we are at keeping things under control, it tricks us for decades into thinking that we're under control. And a lot of times we're not seeking help until it's really blatantly obvious to we're out of control. We're gaining 10 pounds a week. We just got diagnosed with diabetes. Super healthy you got diagnosed with diabetes. Now you have an autoimmune disorder. Now you're bloated every time you eat. Now none of your clothes fit. Who've gained 50 pounds, who've spent $40,000 on replacing their teeth. Women who have disordered the shape of their face because of all of the purging, who have so many digestive issues that they're in pain daily. All because the way that you've been managing your eating becomes a badge of honor. I'm good at purging. None of my kids hear me. I care so much about my kids, no one has ever heard me purge. I care so much about my family that nobody knows what I'm doing after dinner. Wow, I'm so great at managing anything, everything, and keeping everything under control that my family is super happy and they don't even know what I'm sneaking away to do. I'm really good at being quiet. Oh gosh, I've been purging for 20 years and I still have my teeth. I'm so good at this. Isn't that amazing? This badge of honor of still having your teeth. So you go to this place of, well, you know, I haven't been diagnosed with anything. I'm so healthy. Because what's really happening is you've been doing a really, really unhealthy thing for so many years. And then that badge of honor, that shamefully proud thing becomes, and look, I've done this unhealthy thing for so long, and I don't even have a diagnosis yet. I don't even have diabetes. I'm binging on 1.5 million extra calories of sugar, even though I'm a super, super, super healthy person. And look how healthy I am. Look at how much I work out. Look how many supplements I take. I don't even have diabetes yet. But here's the thing, is that it's like playing Russian roulette and being super proud of yourself, because every time that you pulled the trigger, you didn't shoot yourself in the head. But here's what happens. As time goes on, you start loading more and more bullets in the chamber. It's not like the same every time you go through the cycle of restricting and binging, or purging and binging, or, you know, overeating and then overexercising. Every single time that you do that, it has a physical and mental impact on you. That's why women in their first 10 years of doing this might be able to keep their weight under control, but in the next 10 years of doing this, are gaining 50 pounds a year because of what's happening. Because your body cannot hold out and your mind cannot hold out. Has the depression started yet? Has the anxiety started yet? How many medications are you on? Because of all the psychological effects of keeping everything under control, of keeping everything bottled up, of hiding the secret so that nobody knows. So as time goes on, you're still playing Russian roulette and you're still feeling proud of yourself for not shooting yourself, but you're loading more and more bullets in the chamber. Your metabolism breaks down every time that you do this. It's another bullet. You can die any time that you purge. It's another bullet. Now your daughter is binging. She's playing Russian roulette. And it gets to the point that you know it could be the next time that you pull the trigger and it's going to be over. The key, you guys, is to stop playing Russian roulette, to put down the gun, to stop being good at an eating disorder and to end the eating disorder. That's what it's about. That is the only way out. You can feel better by trying to control this. You can soften what's happening by working harder. You can feel pride in, oh, I went for longer between episodes this time. But the fact is that after 20, 32 years, it's still happening. It isn't gone. And that is exactly why people come to us, because they want to stop playing this dangerous game. They want to stop having their identity be, I'm really good at having an eating disorder. And their pride coming from that. They want to not have an eating disorder anymore. They want to be done. They want to show up in their lives in a real way. Be proud of themselves for real things, you guys. We have an amazing woman who graduated our program just a little while ago, after like 30 years of bulimia and like identity of health, right? Like this is a woman that everybody comes to like, oh gosh, like tell me your tips. Oh my gosh, you have such an amazing body. Oh my gosh, you're so healthy. You're so fit. You know so many healthy recipes. You take such great care of your family. And secretly, she's been binging and purging and bulimic for 30 years. And one thing that was so fun for her, and you know, about 6 weeks working with us, and now she's completely done and completely free of what she used to be doing multiple times a day. And now she isn't doing at all, is she's like, I get to be proud of real things. I get to be proud of like the mom that I am. I get to be proud of, you know, being able to know that I'm done. I get to be proud of my triumphs for not having an eating disorder anymore. I get to know what I like, because it's not all based around just this constant exhausting cycle. It's really fun to be yourself. It's really fun to be able to see what life is like when you don't have something that is determining all the rest of your life that's hurting you every single day. where you can be proud of being a person of integrity, where somebody says, oh, wow, you're so healthy. And you can answer, yes, thanks. Great, because you are. You're not a phony. You're not secretly healthy, right? It's like, or you're not secretly unhealthy and people are thinking that you're healthy. It's that integrity piece. It's about being able to be the person that other people see you as and to truly be that person, because you don't have the secret that you're hiding anymore. It's that satisfaction. It's being proud of those real things. So if you guys are still struggling with this, if this is something, no matter how much better you feel like it's gotten, ask yourself, is it still there? How long has this been going on? Has it felt better before and then it's gotten worse? Allow yourself to be honest with yourself. You're still struggling with this, and if you are determined to be done with it, know that there is help and hope. And if you're serious about being done with this, we are willing to walk you through step by step exactly what you need to be done, to get the foundation of freedom, and to let you know exactly what the missing pieces are to be done. Or if this is not something that is an eating disorder and it's not something that we fix, then we'll know where to best direct you. But either way, the foundation is that clarity so that you can really understand why it hasn't been working and what's missing. But that takes a real conversation, and that's something that we are willing to do for you guys with a free breakthrough session. You can go to
LydiaLifestyle.com/session. That's LydiaLifestyle.com/session.
Snag a spot. We run out very quickly. Get on the waiting list if you need to, because there's a huge demand. But we're determined to be able to help anyone who needs that help. And that's where it starts, you guys. So, and this is Lydia, the Lifestyle Coach, signing off. Bye, guys. Mwah.
Thanks for tuning in. If you felt a spark here and want to see how these principles can work in your own life, here is your next step. Pop over to LydiaLifestyle.com/session. That's LydiaLifestyle.com/session, where you can book a free session with our team. We'll give you a call and together find clarity on three things. 1, the exact cycle you keep getting sucked into. 2, what isn't working with your approach. And 3, what's missing to close the gap between food prison and food freedom. We have helped free hundreds of women all over the world from their food struggles. These are proven principles that work, no matter how long you've been stuck. This is Lydia, the Lifestyle Coach, signing off. Mwah!